This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Promoting our way into your lives, into your head. This is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. Jenna was off for a couple of days because it's her birthday. Happy birthday to her. What's the old expression? Best defense is a good offense. So I sent her an early happy birthday. So I don't forget because it was the 4th, wasn't it? When was her birthday?
It was yesterday.
Yesterday. Okay, there we go. Happy birthday to her. The January jobs report is out. The economy added about 500,000 non-farm jobs. I always wondered why they did that.
Me too.
And then I asked the right question, because farm jobs used to be where most people
seasonal.
Were employed. Yeah, and they were seasonal, exactly. But there are a lot of other seasonal jobs, so why don't they say, you know, adding 467,000 non-Amazon jobs. you know, that kind of stuff, because they're big non-Walmart, non-UPS jobs. Anyway, the unemployment rate rose slightly to 4%. That's up just a tick from December because the other side of it is that those jobs have gone away. There were a lot of people who thought because the news media is pounding away, not as many people have jobs. But it was, because of COVID and that sort of thing. But the analysts say the report does signal the job market bouncing back quickly because Omicron is going away quickly. So what are the jobs? You're wondering, where can I get a job if you don't have a job? Well, if you want to work in a hotel, work in the hospitality business, business services, retail jobs. Does that surprise you, ladies?
Not really, because, you know, we've been talking about people kind of making a return to brick-and-mortar stores, including Amazon stores. So, I think people are excited to shop in person and see things before they buy them online. So, that's not that surprising. Transportation,
let me ask you this. I know that's how you roll. You go look at it, then you buy it online. Why would you buy it in store?
No, I buy stuff in person, too. No, I do. Yeah. I'm just saying I think people would rather see things, you know, and touch them in person.
Yeah, there's so much junk out there anymore. Yeah. You want to see it in person.
You mean the stuff that's online. It's all
a lot of junk.
It's all junk. That's not fair, but there's a lot of junk out there. And that's why I go back to my, maybe I'm Professor Steffen or good old Doug, but I've been saying I don't like buying things online. I don't think you save anything. At the end of the day, when you figure all the cardboard and the gas from the trucks and Amazon parking the trucks in the middle of the road, whatever it is, that's my big beef with them. I find that going to the store is actually supportive of what you want and need and supportive of the people that are working in the stores. That's just kind of the way I look at it. Good. That's some good news. Good way to start off. This hour. Here's some more. Jay was at Disney World the last part of last week. And so I'm going to put that in to a survey that I saw. Thank you for doing this. Makes a great lead-in to understanding where the happiest places are on the planet.
And isn't it always Disney World?
No, actually, well, it's
it is their tag.
That's what their tag is. Yeah,
it's Maui, right? Yeah. It's Maui. It's got to be Maui.
Actually, the three happiest places in the world, based on how people feel: are you secure? Do you have a sense of purpose? Do you enjoy your lives? Do you have little stress in your life? The three places, according to that measurement that was done by the folks at National Geographic, three happiest places in the world are Denmark, Costa Rica, and Singapore. So how do you like that? They are living the good life.
A lot of people, especially on the west coast of the U.S., have homes and make regular vacation stops in Costa Rica. So that's
I've never been. That's a place I've never been. You ever been there?
I've never been. My brother's been, I think, twice. He and his wife are surfers, and so Costa Rica has great waves, and they love it.
Right.
So I've never heard a bad word about it, actually. There's jungle in the middle. There's beach. Mm-hmm. It's kind of got a lot of different topographies, and so people just love it.
I'm looking at South America in general, areas south of the equator. Latin Americans say they treasure the daily pleasures like laughter, family, enough good food, that sort of thing. And Costa Rica and Panama, good Doug. There's the old New Englander coming out in me. And Panama are among the leading places that where people just feel comfortable, good. Switzerland is another place that did well on the survey. I guess you could imagine that, right? Mm-hmm. The Netherlands, Denmark. Most of Scandinavia comes in pretty high on this, as does Iceland. Comes in well. But it really, when you look around the countries, as I look at the top, the Costa Rica is in Central America, and then you go into South America, it's Venezuela, that's Uruguay, Argentina. There are no happy places in according to the survey, in Africa. Let's see. There's nobody happy in Russia. Really, what a surprise. Let's see here. Israel is a happy place, high on the list. Let's see here.
What are the parameters of
New Zealand?
Like what qualifies a happy place?
A happy place. Well, the general stuff is whether or not you feel secure in your country. Are you mm-hmm. protected? Do you have a sense of purpose in your life and your work? Do you have stress or not? And I guess that's defined differently by different people, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if we were to bring this back to the United States, you were saying Disneyland. If you look at these are all small countries. Maybe that's part of it as well. They all have less than 6 million people that live in these countries. So, I mean, in each one of them, there's like 6 million people is the population. So is there less of a chance? They're pretty small countries. They're not sprawling. They're not diverse at all. And so is that reason that we have become as unhappy as some of us seem to be? I'm a pretty happy guy most of the time. I like living in this country. I couldn't imagine living anywhere else. Do I like everything that goes on here? No, not at all. But under the circumstances, we have been thought of here in this country. Everybody, we're still the number one place in the world where people want to go or come. There aren't a lot of people flocking to Costa Rica. There aren't a lot of people, and I think in part that's because they make it difficult for you to go there. Maybe that's one of the other things we should try for a while, making it difficult to come to our country. You know, we want people to come here if they can contribute. We don't want people to come here as often as the case to just suck off the teats of the rest of our work. And that's what annoys me, frankly, and that's why I think that we need to really be looking at how we look at those folks who come in to our country. There's a happiness quotient, though. This outlook, this is a Gallup poll, by the way, that was published in National Geographic. One of the happiest communities in America is Boulder, Colorado.
Colorado in general. Yeah, I could see that because everybody's usually outdoors a lot. And it's very health conscious, very athletic. Just in general, Colorado, I find, is just, you know, I think it's mostly because people take advantage of their surroundings and mm-hmm. they're usually in good shape. And yeah, that's not surprising.
It's interesting how I was looking at one of the things that people cite is that the way the city runs itself, they didn't allow high rise buildings, that would block the beauty of, what's around Boulder, that sort of thing. You know, who thinks about that stuff though? No, I'm like, you live in how big is the building you live in New Jersey, where you're right on the beach? So do you block the view from people who live across the street from you of the beach?
I mean, the way the buildings are set up, we can see the ocean from our bedroom, but we have a bay window, so I don't think we are blocking someone else's view, but, you know, not everyone has the same view that we have.
Mm-hmm. And by the way,
but
China
but you know what, we
well
were just
survey either. Go ahead.
Yeah, we were just in New York City for the first time in a while, and at a concert. And, you know, they have those stupid pencil buildings that are, you know what I mean, right? The skyscrapers, they call them pencil buildings. They're just really, really tall and really skinny.
Yeah.
And they're ugly. They're ruining the New York skyline. And the weird thing is, like, it's New York is trying to be Dubai, and it's New York needs to just stay as
New York. Yes.
And they're just and no one seems to stop, and they just keep going more and more, and the whole skyline is changing. It doesn't even look like it's not even going to look like New York in 20 years.
You know what, when I was a kid, I first went to New York on my own when I was in college. For a college broadcasting thing. And I remember going, everybody said, okay, let's go to the, because you're at that point, this is in the 60s, everybody talked about the Empire State Building. Let's go to the Empire State Building. And we did. And I remember being scared like you wouldn't believe looking over the side, because I don't like heights.
Yeah, I mean.
And yet that was that's a nothing building today in comparison to some of these other places that you're talking about, the old Chrysler Building. You know,
that's my favorite building in all of New York. Yeah,
yeah, it's
the Chrysler Building is beautiful.
Yeah,
but that's what I'm saying. But there's, you know, there's the Chrysler Building is a gorgeous Art Deco building, and it's so unique, and it's just so it's beautiful. And the Empire State Building, not exactly a beautiful building, but it's really cool, and it has its own look.
It's sort of the best of America.
Pencil buildings are going up, and they just—it's just one after another. They look the same. There's no character. It's so generic. It's awful.
Well, one of the things also to take into account is American ingenuity. Back when they built these buildings 100-plus years ago, they didn't have the technology we do today, and yet the buildings are still standing. The way they built them with steel and how they got up and, you know, the way they build buildings today versus the way they did then, it's really a tribute to the men and women who designed and built these buildings, the fact that they're even still standing. I think that's an accomplishment that we ought to celebrate, frankly. So, anyway, think about, there are other, like, Nashville doesn't have any tall buildings, right? I don't think there's
We have the Batman building.
The Batman building?
The Batman building. It's an AT&T building, and it looks like Batman. And then we have R2-D2.
Okay.
That's our claims to fame.
That's your claim to fame. Okay. And I always thought Nashville's claim to fame were the Nashville Cats. It's 18 after the hour on the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Some of the strongest, most beautiful bodies on the face of the planet. Babies that were just so healthy that they hardly ever got disease. But when the white man moved into that area and brought in white flour and brought in alcohol and brought in the other things, now they're one of the most sickest of the indigenous peoples in America. And the same thing we did with the Inuit Eskimo up in Alaska.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's 23 after the hour, and it is social media time here on the DJV program. Don't forget Twitter at DJV Show, as well as Instagram and Facebook.com/DJV Show for you to connect with us when we ask you questions or try to get your input. And then Jay goes through and culls the stories that are in the news that are really on the top of people's minds with regard to personality, you know, gossip, that kind of stuff. I was in the, as I was walking through the airport yesterday, I hadn't really paid much attention because you can see them at the supermarket, but I never looked at the supermarket. For some reason, I was in the, I was buying a bag of peanuts. No, it was popcorn. And so I'm looking at the stand with all these magazines with the headlines of who's, you know, apparently according to the, this one gossip magazine, Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel are done. They're going to split up the $250 million estate. Is there any truth to that at all? Or is that just, and how do they get away with those headlines? I guess
that's what I always wonder. Like, what is it? The Sun? Is that the big one that's always has the,
I don't know, this was,
I wanted to say clickbait, but it's an actual newspaper and it has all those headlines and then you actually go read the story and that's not even part of the story.
Right. Yeah. How did they get away? The end of the line for Sandra Bullock. What does that mean? She said she won't do any more. The story was that she won't do any more movies of a certain type anymore. But it was the headline, end of the line for Sandra Bullock. Anyway, how much does that relate to the Kardashians? Kylie Jenner is a Kardashian, right?
Yeah, she's one of the Kardashian people. She just had a baby, her second baby, with Travis Scott, who's been in the news a lot because of that whole Astroworld fiasco. Absolutely traumatic for so many people. But they welcomed their second child over the weekend.
Why does she like
boy.
Him? Or does she? I mean, we don't find, the news media doesn't give you any opinions of people because of the Travis Scott thing. Don't lead you to believe that he's a really cool guy, a good guy. So how is it that the two of them, you know, does she see something in him that the rest of the world doesn't see? Or was she just not as fussy?
Well, there's always things that go on behind closed doors in every household that nobody else knows about. There's, you know, he's the father of her children. He may treat her very well.
Yeah.
He may just not be a really great performer when it comes to caring about his fans, but he may be a stand-up guy in other aspects of his life. We don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that's it. You don't
Speaking
know.
Of, Victoria was telling us this off-air, and Billie Eilish managed to find an inhaler for one of her fans during a concert, stops the show, gets this person an inhaler again.
So how did she know what was going on?
Can't stop people from being crushed.
Yeah.
I think she looked down into the audience and saw there was a girl, I think it was a younger girl, who was having difficulty breathing, and Billie stopped the show and said, "Do you need an inhaler?" And I guess called for the, you know, medics or whatever to go and tend to her, and they did, and she was okay. But it just, and Adele has stopped shows before. Harry Styles has done it. So there are so many examples of artists who have stopped the show for the safety of the crowd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so for Travis Scott to just constantly be, you know, the way that he was egging everybody on.
Jericho.
I mean, people
yeah.
got trampled to death. It just,
yep.
it was horrible.
Yeah. Well, I was on reading something. Was I reading? No, I saw something on the plane. The making of the James Bond, the most recent James Bond flick. And there was a focus on Billie Eilish and her brother and how they came up with it. And I looked at the two of them and I thought, you know, there's a couple of really good-looking kids. I hadn't, you know, paid much attention to Billie Eilish. I think teased you a little bit about her. But she was very mature and she looks like she kind of knows what's going on. For somebody that age to have it all together or seemingly together, yeah. that's quite an accomplishment, I thought.
Yeah.
28 past the hour, DJV time.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Hey, team, it's a full house. We got to pick up the pace.
At Hank's Restaurant, the line goes around the block.
Is this for 12? Okay, I need the truffle oil.
What he needs is another line cook.
Oh, man. Are the quail breasts still in the sous vide? Dave, can you keep an eye on that, please?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
I need postcards printed and designed. Oh, and a targeted direct mail campaign.
It's possible at Staples.
I need my presentation printed, bound, and perfect.
Also possible with Staples Print Big Promise. Your small business marketing will make a big impact. And right now, get 20% off custom printed signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more. Explore what's new at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 2/26. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
I didn't serve this country to be bullied by a prime minister that ran away like a chicken. Like, who runs away from their people?
Daryl holding a Canadian flag and wearing a military uniform on Breitbart at the truckers protesting Canada's capital. Daryl claims Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's vaccine mandate is hurting working class Canadians. The Prime Minister has called protesters insurrectionists. Judge Hugh McLean has now ordered truckers' horns to be silenced for the next 10 days. Back in the States, Eric Lander, a science advisor to President Biden and director of the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy, has submitted a letter of resignation. An internal White House investigation concluded that Lander bullied and demeaned his subordinates and violated the White House workplace policy. White House spokesperson Jen Psaki wrote, "The president accepted Dr. Eric Lander's resignation letter this evening with gratitude for his work on the pandemic." USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Stacey Abrams, the Democrat candidate for governor of Georgia, tweeted a picture of a classroom full of masked children and teachers as she sat unmasked surrounded by the kids. She has since deleted the tweet and is being called a hypocrite by one lawmaker for being caught without a mask while visiting an elementary school. Republican Senator Roger Marshall of Kansas on Newsmax.
Maybe Stacey was holding her breath when she was getting her photo taken, and you said the word hypocrisy. I think back to one of my grandmother's old sayings is, you know, don't throw stones if you live in a glass house. And we all live in a glass house. You think about the hypocrisy things that President Biden, Vice President Harris said as candidates, saying the vaccine wouldn't work. And then suddenly they decided it would work. They constantly sent out misinformation, changing their minds. And again, what's good for thee is not for me. So not having to live by their own rules and regulations. You know, the mask situation alone. That this is why America doesn't trust them anymore, is because we know we've been lied to. That in a perfect world, maybe mask I could help some, maybe. But my three-year-old grandson trying to wear a mask, I don't see the purpose in it. He's going to take it on and off. He's going to touch his mouth. He's going to take it off to eat, to go to the bathroom, out at recess as well. So I think it's a joke. It's hypocrisy. And you know, America is so done with all these rules from Dr. Fauci.
Thanks for listening. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Matt Carrasco from the Farmer's Footprint.
Everyone's starting to talk about regenerative ag. They're starting to talk about nutrient density. They're starting to talk about restoring the carbon cycle. I think this is something that consumers are ultimately going to expect and require. And I think that's going to be advantageous for the farmer who's going to ultimately shift their practices and methods to meet what the consumer demands.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is good stuff, I promise you. 34 after the hour, the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Jennifer off for a few days celebrating her birthday. Happy birthday to her. The Joe Rogan problem. Is it a problem? I guess it's the question of people who are doing radio. There are people that say things on the air, sometimes get themselves into trouble. And so I guess my wonder here at this point is, how come Rogan doesn't get into trouble? Is it just because he has a podcast and nobody, I mean, he's used the N-word on a lot of episodes.
Well, he's
of
in trouble
podcast.
For that.
Yeah. Okay.
Spotify took down all the podcast episodes where he used the N-word, and there were a lot of them. So that just kind of shows you, you know, he did another apology, and it was a whole big thing.
Spotify's getting creamed because.
Yeah, well, I mean, just think, those were artists. Even allowed to be up. that those are even up for them to have to pull down. Like, how did those even ever get up to begin with?
Right. Well, why was he even using the N-word? You know,
to get attention.
That's the real question.
From the people who supposedly support him, who agree with him. So that's why Spotify paid him $100 million.
Yeah. I mean,
which was a horrible investment.
From what I understand, and I don't listen to his podcast, but from what I understand, he wasn't calling someone the N-word. He was referencing comedy, and he was referencing, like, I think he was redoing people's material because he used to be a stand-up comic and not very funny, but, you know, I think that's where the references were, but that was a lot of N-words, and a lot of black artists are just like, you know what, I'm pulling my music, I don't care about the COVID stuff, but I just don't want to be on a platform where this is accepted, and it's okay for this white guy to just be constantly throwing around the N-word, and there were a lot of episodes that they had to pull down.
So, Jay,
and he apologized, and, you know, the whole thing.
Your father is a prominent, if not the most prominent, yeah, he probably actually is, if I give him the credit he deserves, most prominent consultant in the radio business. And he got me to thinking, there's an article in one of the trades today about canceling and the cancel culture and how Neil Young canceled himself from Spotify because he doesn't like the Joe Rogan podcast. But in this circumstance, your father quotes the L.A. Times saying, quote, the headline that was in the L.A. Times, veteran singer-songwriter Neil Young recently urged other artists and record companies to move off the Spotify platform and stop supporting Spotify's deadly misinformation about COVID. Well, at first, we all sort of looked at, I remember saying on the air, what was it, a couple of weeks ago when he did that? Oh, my God, can you imagine he's ruining his career? And then look what happened after it, after all of the other performers got onto it. And that was about the misinformation about COVID. And now the Rogan thing comes out. I'm surprised, as you said, Victoria, that it hasn't come out before. The N-words that are in all of these podcasts and who's watching the store there. Does it tell you much about the management? Is Spotify getting what they deserve under the circumstance? This is,
well, I think what it is, I think it's problematic that Spotify offered him $100 million and didn't think that it was a problem that he had all of those N-word expletives in so many episodes. That, to me, that's just, I don't know. I'm not into the whole cancel culture things. I think people can grow and people can change for the better, and some do and some don't. And I don't know. Is Joe Rogan on an apology tour right now because he has to? Because he's afraid of, you know, of losing the $100 million deal? Maybe. Or is it genuine and heartfelt? I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about the guy. It's tough to know.
And that is hard to tell, and I feel like time will tell, because is it, you're right, Victoria, is it damage control, or is it, no, I shouldn't have been saying this?
Yeah.
People should have a freedom of speech and be able to say what they want, but that, at the same time, you should also squash and educate against hate speech and teach people why it's hate speech, why it shouldn't be accepted.
My guess on Joe Rogan, and this is purely my guess, is he's doing it because he has to, not because he wants to. People don't dig in that hole and come up with the stuff, the N-word being the example here, but there are a lot of other things that are as egregious or maybe even more egregious that a lot of people get away with. Free speech, perfect. That's what America is all about. But when you say what you say, then be able to stand up and either protect yourself, apologize, or do the right thing instead of going to hide somewhere. And so, you know, you wonder about some of the other things. Is Sirius, is Apple, is Amazon, Google, Pandora, any of these places where there are podcasts, iHeart, what's lurking in there? Who looks around to listen to their so darn many podcasts? What are there? Hundreds of thousands of podcasts. And a lot of them, most of them, nobody listens to anyway. So I guess there's, you know, you wonder about what it is. Is this guy just a sacrificial lamb, or are there other people that should be called out? And do we thank Neil Young thank him for calling this to our attention or getting us to think about it? You go to the Sirius Patriot channel, as your father points out in the article, or Patriot Plus. What's that all? Those are the two really conservative talk channels, and the opinions that they're are pretty polarizing, pretty controversial. So what do you do with that stuff? The people that are on the air doing conservative talk, liberal talk, is there such a thing as responsible talk? I think we do that here, frankly.
Yeah, because anytime you say something crazy, one of us fact checks you.
Yeah.
So, you know.
And if we miss it, somebody texts us.
Yeah, right, okay, thank you.
We have multiple systems put in place.
Our DMs up on social media, yeah.
All right, so let's see. Let's check this out. I was talking about Mike Tirico. I didn't mention him by name, I don't think, last Friday, interviewing that the professor. This is really stuck in my craw, as you know. I've mentioned it three or four times. But I wonder if this played into Mike Tirico being called back from Beijing. You know, he was the number one broadcaster for NBC because I couldn't get Costas. Well, he doesn't work for them anymore.
I thought they didn't send anybody.
He was there doing shows from Beijing.
Oh.
To sort of put, he was the original and only guy that went there. Mm-hmm. And so they brought him back to NBC Sports headquarters today to host the shows that are all about the Olympics, but he's supposed to be doing the Super Bowl as well. But they brought him back early, and some people are speculating it's because of the interview that the Chinese apparently didn't like, because Tirico asked this Chinese professor from Northern California about the Uyghurs. And there was a moment of hesitation on her part. Well, what am I supposed to say, I guess, was what was going on in her mind. I don't know what was going on in her mind.
I'm sure that was going through her mind, because if she has any family or relatives in China, then, yeah, that's a major concern.
Right. So anyway, I think it's more than coincidence that he asked her the tough question and that now he's coming back. He went over there last week, and all of a sudden, quickly, he's coming back. Before he was scheduled to come back. I don't know. I'm just asking the question. You know, is it possible that could be happening? Yeah, I think it's very possible, frankly. There's a virtual reality. Have you seen this? NBC has created what do they call those things that have virtual, the goggles that you put on?
The VR headset?
Yeah, right. So apparently, they have come up with not only do you watch the broadcast on your computer or the television set, whatever it is, but they've got these new virtual reality things, goggles, whatever they call them.
Right.
And there you can get the Beijing Olympics on those things as well, which, what does that mean? You got a channel beaming in to this thing, and one more way of getting all of these waves that are around you. I can find that. I can find that theme in almost anything. So they've created this thing, and it has exclusive coverage of the Olympics on it. It's all you can get on it. But how does it get there? It gets there through the same waves that bring you radio, bring you television, bring you your phone calls. It's just more and more of it. It's just a different frequency. But putting that thing on your eyes and right in your forehead and getting those waves, that can't be good.
Typically people don't really use them that long because it's just...
You ever use them?
I demoed a headset. It's cool. They're it's internet Wi-Fi, so you know you can beam in any, as you would say, you could beam in any kind of programming or whatever that you want, video games, things like that. But I mean, I don't know anyone who would sit for hours watching it on the Olympics. I don't know. I don't think the kids care enough about the Olympics.
No, kids don't care much. But I'm talking about games in general. The youngsters that use these VR things, that cannot be good for their brains. You know, I can't. And then should we be supervising, or should the government, we got all these government agencies looking into this, that, or the other thing. Where's the FCC or whoever is, in fact, in charge of all of these waves, of all of this stuff around us? What branch of the government is in charge? It should be the Environmental Protection Agency, because your environment is being invaded by all of this stuff. Right? You're laughing at me.
I'm just laughing because what are you going to do about it?
I don't.
You know, I mean, our
education
entire world,
so you don't.
But education about what? To go live, like, you know, in a commune or something that has no internet, no electricity? I don't know. I mean, are the Amish people, right, who choose to not have technology in their lives, they still are subjected to the same waves that the rest of us are.
Yeah.
Maybe they're the ones who should be upset.
Well, maybe. Here's somebody who's upset. The winner of a Las Vegas slot machine jackpot didn't know that he won $229,000 because of a communication error in the machine. In other words, the Nevada Gaming Commission found that the machine had been rigged. Did you see this? Huh? Like that's a surprise? Robert Taylor, who lives in Tucson, Arizona, won the jackpot at Treasure Island Hotel and Casino in Vegas. Because of the error, the malfunction that prevented Mr. Taylor and casino personnel from realizing that this jackpot had been won, apparently somebody got a hold of the information, and this guy, I don't even know how they found this guy, frankly. When you go to slots, you don't get identified. You just put the money in and you just, right?
No, but I'm thinking, because I was wondering that too when I saw the headline. I was like, wow, did they use like facial recognition on the security cameras? Most likely he has a card that you know, like a membership card, and you stick it into the machine. And I'm guessing that's probably because it's pretty fast to identify someone that way. But actually, no, I'm wrong. Now I'm reading the story. No, it was totally my first guess. They went through hours of surveillance videos from several casinos, and then they finally found this guy. Yeah, that's wild.
I just thought when I looked at it, okay, this just shows you maybe it's the trick of managing these slot machines gone awry, because we all know they're rigged, right? I mean, come on. Aren't they all rigged? They have to be rigged. That's not the house always wins, isn't that what they say about what goes on?
That's why I play roulette.
Yeah, I was going to say I've heard table games are better odds.
They are.
Yeah.
Good proven by me. What do I know? I know.
You're such a gambler.
I know it's 48 past the hour. That I do know.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Today on Hey Culligan, Smart Home, Smarter Water Softener. Here's Kevin.
Hey Culligan, can a smart water softener lift those heavy salt bags for me?
Kevin, it can.
Wait, it can?
Yep, the smart high-efficiency water softener from Culligan can alert your dealer when the salt needs to be replaced, and they'll do it for you, so your water stays soft and you stay away from lifting the bags.
I mean, I could lift them if I wanted.
No judgment here, Kevin. We're happy to do it, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works.
Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Kay from the Money Pit is here at 53 after the hour on the DJV Monday program. Tom Kreitler, who along with Leslie Segretti, hosts the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program. They have a newsletter that's very informative. They also have a podcast that's fabulous. I understand in my absence last week you discussed something exciting that all of us want to hear more about, and that is mold in your bathroom. That's something that... The girls are all excited.
Yeah, we somehow
had this great thing. Tom, yeah. So, mold in the bath. That sounds like a song almost.
Well, you know, it's more like cleaning and how to keep it from forming and that sort of thing.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, I saw something that had your name written all over it. Scream, the headline, gas stoves worse for climate than previously thought, contributing more to global warming because of the methane leaks. There we are, methane from cows. Now it's methane from the gas stoves, so we're all going to die, Tom, apparently, sooner rather than later.
So we're supposed to give up our gas stoves now? What? Apparently. So then we get electric stoves, but the electricity has to be generated.
Yes.
Well,
The old thing
poison, man.
The electronic cars, and we're all going to save the planet. However, where does the electricity come from to power the cars? Anyway, so the amount of methane coming from gas stoves apparently is equivalent to a 500,000 cars every year. They're bleeding methane. I love these, the way these people write this stuff.
Yeah.
Right? 6.8 million tons of carbon. How do you even imagine a ton of something you can't see? Isn't that, do you ever think about it that way? I can't see methane gas, can you?
You know what's interesting about the headline writers? I don't know if you've noticed this, Doug, but you'll see a story and it'll have one headline, and then a few hours later, it'll have another, more dramatic headline.
Right.
They keep tweaking it to make it less factual and more clickable.
We were just talking about that, as a matter of fact. The headlines that are in some of the tabloids that I was noticing as I went through the airport yesterday, these tabloids, and when you look at it, it's like, okay, here's Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel. They're done. It's over. They're finished.
Right.
And, you know, or somebody has Bullock says, I'm done with this. And it's, you know, making some kind of a movie or something. Anyway,
right.
You would not lead us astray with headlines on the newsletter at the Money Pit. Here's one. This is the how-to guide to removing popcorn ceilings.
That is amazing how many calls and questions we get sent in and called in on that topic. For a great period of time, usually 80s and 90s is when this was done, builders would always spray the ceilings with this textured popcorn material.
Yeah, filled up all the holes.
Absolutely hated it.
Yeah, it was awful looking. But it was, did it cover up all the sins?
Yes, that's right. They did it because it covered up all the sins, and they didn't have to put three layers of spackle on.
Yeah,
Spray the popcorn and called it a day.
Yep, that's the end of that. So, but there is, I would think that would be very difficult. Am I wrong or right? How do you get that stuff
off? It's not for the faint of heart.
You almost have to replace the ceiling. Don't you really?
No, you don't have to. No, so what you can do is first of all, if you get like a garden sprayer, like a pump-up garden sprayer, and you spray work this in sections, and you spray it down with water. So you have to soften it up and dampen it up. Not a lot of water, but just enough to sort of saturate it. And then essentially you scrape the popcorn material off. And then you repeat that process. Now, even when you get this all off the ceiling, you will still find that it will be the original unfinished ceiling. So you'll have some patching to do. Then you have to prime it. And then, and this is the most important thing, Doug, when you paint that ceiling, you have to use flat paint. Don't use anything else but flat. Because if you use anything that has any type of a sheen, the tiniest bit of a sheen, like a matte finish or an eggshell finish, you will see every defect in that ceiling, especially as, you know, the sunlight sort of streams across it. It'll look terrible.
Well, one of the other things it seems to me you ought to remember or know about it, I think I told you, there's had a couple of ceilings in the house that were compromised because there was some moisture under or over in the insulation. So it took its toll on the moisture that was forming I have an attic, and then above the attic, apparently there was moisture because I have windows open up there all the time to get a vent, you know, the ventilation of the air, but apparently moisture got up in there somehow. And
let me guess, rain through an open window.
Well,
shocking. News at 11.
Yeah, right. So anyway, the guy that came in to do the ceiling, they ground it down, man. And then they put up a special sort of calcium layer before they put on. Is that what's the calcium paint that they use?
I'm not quite sure what that stuff is, but I will say this. You've got to prime it.
Yeah.
I prefer an oil-based primer.
Yes.
Once you do that, you seal in those stains, and you can put latex on top of that.
All right. Aren't you glad you listened to all those helpful tips, folks? Here at your service and on your side, the DJV Show.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise@GCNlive.com.